USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At last night's Democratic debate in Detroit, as 10 of the many candidates were on stage, progressives Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders were faced with having to defend their Medicare for All plans, as moderates were suggesting that they not make such sweeping campaign promises if they want to defeat President Trump in 2020. Meanwhile, South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg looked at things this way.
It is time to stop worrying about what the Republicans will say. Look, if it's true that if we embrace a far-left agenda, they're going to say we're a bunch of crazy socialists. If we embrace a conservative agenda, you know what they're going to do? They're going to say we're a bunch of crazy socialists. So let's just stand up for the right policy.
Another 10 Democrats, including frontrunner Joe Biden, will be on that same stage tonight. And this is USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Police in Northern California now believe there was no second suspect involved in the mass shooting at the Gilroy Garlic Festival on Sunday that killed three people and wounded over a dozen. The police now say they haven't completely ruled out a second suspect, but they have been able to track Santino Ligon's movements before and during the shooting incident, and they say he was alone at every point. He was shot and killed by police. The U.S. Senate not ready to take its summer recess yet.
The House has left town for their summer recess, but Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says don't expect the same from the Senate.
There'll be no departure until we finish all the items on our agenda.
It's a crowded agenda that includes a number of judicial nominations, but Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says that's not their first priority. Voting on a budget bill is. Other items include raising the debt ceiling to avoid default on the nation's debt. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
A federal judge has overturned a 2006 conviction of a California man accused of plotting an attack in the United States after attending a terrorist training camp in Pakistan. Federal prosecutors reviewing the decision, not immediately saying whether they're going to seek to retry Hamid Hayat, a cherry picker from Lodi in California's Central Valley agricultural heartland, who's already served over 14 years of a 24-year sentence for providing material support to terrorists and for lying to FBI agents. A judge has now ruled that the now 36-year-old Hyatt was ineffectively represented by an inexperienced defense attorney the first time around. In Jamestown, Virginia, yesterday, they commemorated the 400th anniversary of the oldest known representative body in what was then not the United States, but simply called the New World. And on hand and making remarks was President Trump.
It's a true privilege to be back in the great Commonwealth of Virginia. And it's a tremendous honor to stand on these historic grounds as the first president to address a joint session of the oldest lawmaking body in all of the Western Hemisphere, the Virginia General Assembly.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.